Hi, I'm Paola and I'm your host for Itcha's podcast. Itcha is the place for entertainment recommendations. In this episode, I speak with award-winning mezzo-soprano Bridget Cooper. Would you say that singing for Michelle Obama was the proudest moment of your life, or do you have any other ones as well?
You know what? I think for a different reason, it was one of the most memorable performances. But I think for just like career, it was my first performance as a professional. That was very, you know, that was definitely a highlight.
Yeah.
Being named 25, one of 25 women who are changing the world, that's a highlight. So all of them are just as important, but for very different reasons.
Yeah. And also there was a big billboard of you in Times Square.
That was with NASDAQ. I just tweeted into them about how, you know, I like to ignite my ambition. And next thing you know, I get a call and I get a tweet back. And then we did a nice little interview and they were like, well, we have a surprise for you. And then they showed me, I was like, oh my God, you realize that you're not only entertaining people, but you're also, you know, hopefully inspiring people to just keep going. And even when even when the business gets tough, you have to keep going and keep growing.
Absolutely. And you are very involved with the community.
Oh, sure. That came about with me receiving a grant. It was like a $10,000 grant to teach opera to inner city school children, just to work with these kids and to realize that so many of them, just because of their circumstances, may not be able to, you know, move outside of their community, but they also still are they're very bright. They still want to learn. And all they want you to do or someone is to come in and literally share their experience with them. We worked on the magic flute. They performed the opera. And so from then on, it just grew.
It's amazing. If you were to recommend a piece of classical music or opera to someone who's completely new to it, what would you recommend?
If we're talking about different ages, I would say definitely La Cenerentola, Cinderella, which is Rossini. And it's a great piece because, one, we all know the fairy tale.
Yeah.
And it's in every single culture. I would also recommend listening to it in English first if you're familiar with English. They can go to my website, I guess.
Yeah.
It's called the Flip Series. It's one aria that's recorded in English, and then the same aria is also recorded in the original language.
What did you listen to growing up?
My mom was an opera singer. My dad came over here from the Bahamas. His family was Bahamian, but they were really a musical family. In junior high, my parents and my music teacher would always get me these tickets to, let's say, Jesse Norman and Leontine Price, Kiri Takanawa, Beverly Sills.
Is there a particular piece of music that you like to go back to, maybe to motivate you?
I listen to a variety of music. So many of my classical music friends, they all listen to classical music when they have downtime, but for me, it's work. I listen to country. Love Tim McGraw. He's one of my favorite country artists. I love Carrie Underwood. It's so dramatic sometimes. It tells a story. I like to listen to R&B a lot. I love techno music. I used to be the techno queen. Liquid Soul. They would have this amazing just beat to it.
If you feel a bit sluggish in the morning and you need to pump yourself up, what song would you pick?
What song? Oh, Who Runs the World?
I knew you would say Beyonce. I knew it.
It just gets me going. There was a song that I used to play every morning. Play that funky music, white boy.
Oh, I love that tune.
That's my wild fairy. Pussycat Girls for a long time had this song out called When I Grow Up.
Yeah.
I used to love listening to that.
You've got quite a few different avenues that you're exploring.
A television series that I'm producing for the first time and hosting. It's called Opera Luscious, and basically it's where opera meets lifestyle. So people will not only be educated about the art form of opera, but they're going to be entertained as well. And also acting, which I definitely have a passion for. So just doing as much as I think you grow as a person just by exploring all those sides.
It's been a long wait, but I'm so glad we finally managed to speak, and I really appreciate it.
You have to put this in there if you don't put anything else in there. Thank you for your support.
Did you enjoy this podcast? You can find more information about Bridget's music recommendations in the notes. And please don't forget to share this podcast with all your friends on social media.